I gladly bow the knee and worship here alone. Glory to God. It's good to worship Jesus, the Saviour. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'd like to spend just a short time. We do have a preacher tonight, and it's not me. Lovely to have Willie Watt here. But obviously, maybe for some of you are saying, what's this baptism thing all about? Well, let's have a wee talk about that, shall we? So, believer's baptism. That's what we call it. Because the person getting baptised is a believer. It's not a child who doesn't know to believe yet. It's someone who's all grown up and they have believed in Christ. Hallelujah. Believer's baptism. And it's by full immersion, because when you read the Bible, that seems to be the way it happened. It talks about buried with Christ in baptism, and that means you get right under. But you come back up again, hallelujah, in newness of life. Now, Jesus was baptised. He followed John the Baptist. John called him and he was baptised. John said, I should be baptised with you. And the Lord said, suffer it be to be to fulfil all righteousness. Jesus was baptised, so we follow Jesus through the waters of baptism. It's an outward expression of an inward experience. And what I'd like to do in a short while here is to say that, well, you know, the New Testament Christians were baptised Christians. And we are a New Testament church. Praise God. So we believe in baptism. So we're going to look at the book of Acts, and here we have it. Acts chapter 2, the day of Pentecost, when the power of God came down, and that man Peter went out and he preached in the streets. Remember, Jesus had been crucified, he'd risen from the dead, the Holy Spirit had fell on them. And here's what he said to the people. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God had made this Jesus whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said to them, repent, and every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. So we move on in Acts 2. And with many other words he testified and exhorted them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized. And that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. But when they believed, this is Philip who preached, and the people heard him. This is in Acts chapter 8, further on into the Acts of the Apostles. But when they believed, Philip, as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized. So you see, in the Acts we read, first of all, people believed and then they were baptized. They believed first and then they were baptized. And that's how it is, you know, you believe into Christ, you become a Christian by faith into Christ, and the baptism follows that. Now here we have another story, this is further on, and the eunuch said, see, here is water, says Philip again. He speaks to this man who's reading the book of Isaiah, and he couldn't understand it, who's it talking about, and he explains it's Jesus, it's died. And the man believes, and he says, see, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized? Now, here's what Philip said. Then Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water and he baptized him. So again, you see in Acts chapter 8, what's happening is that first of all, they believed and then they were baptized. It follows a conversion. Hallelujah. Acts 9, this is the conversion of Paul. And you know the story. Paul was on the, Saul, as he was called at the time, was on the road to Damascus to persecute the Christians. He was a fanatical Jewish person. But the Lord stopped him, and he had a blinding light, and he lost his sight, and he was taken away that God had spoken to him. At the same time, the Lord spoke to Ananias to come and to pray for him, because he was a chosen vessel. And Ananias said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road as you came, has sent me that you may receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately there fell from his eyes something like scales, and he received his sight at once, and he arose and was baptized. So Saul changed his allegiance and became a follower of Jesus Christ, and publicly declared it by being baptized in water. And here we have it again, and this is Acts 10 this time. "While Peter was still speaking those words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the word. And those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles. Then Peter answered, 'Can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized, who have received the Holy Spirit, just as we have?' And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord." So here we see the Gentiles are being baptized, not just converted Jews, but non-Jews who were believing in Jesus were baptized. In Acts 11, the next chapter, "And as I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, as upon us at the beginning. Then I remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, 'John indeed baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If therefore God gave them the same gift as he gave us when we believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I that I could withstand God?" And he commanded them to be baptized. So again, here he is reiterating the story about these people who had received the Holy Spirit and they were baptized. So the question we're asking tonight is, do you need to be baptized to get saved? Well, what does the Bible say? Further on in Acts, this is early church, Acts 16. This is the story of Paul and Silas. They're in the prison for their faith, and the Lord miraculously delivered them. Their chains fell off and the prison door swung open. And remember, the fellow in charge of the prison is about to take his own life. And Paul says to them, "Do yourself no harm, we're all here." And he called for a light at this man, and he ran in and fell down trembling before Paul and Silas. He brought them out and he said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" He realised that God was with these people, you see, and this was for real. And what was he told? He said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household." Then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. That's the answer. "And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes, and immediately he and all his family were baptized. Now when he had brought them into his house, he set food before them, and he rejoiced, having believed in God with all his household." So first of all, he believed. Here was a man who had no even thought that he would be converted that day, but he saw the great works of God, and he was shaken to the core, and he realised, "I need to get saved here. I don't want to be lost." And he asked, "What do I do to get saved?" And he was told, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ." And so he did, and he was saved. And then we realised they were baptised. Acts 18, further on in Acts, and we could go on, but we'll stop here. "And many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed, and were baptised." So that's the pattern of the New Testament church. People hear the word of God, they believe the word of God, and then they get baptised to show that they are a part of the Christian groupings and the Christian faith. Max Lucado said a wonderful thing. He's an author. He said, "You know, baptism separates the tire kickers from the car buyers. You know, people who are trying out Christianity. You know, they're going kicking the tires of the car. But the person that's getting baptized has put his money where his mouth is. He's made a public declaration. I'm all in here. And the Bible says, buried with Christ in baptism and risen in newness of life. So we have Jim here, and Jim is going to be baptised. Pastor Terry is going to assist. But before he does, we're going to ask if he... Well, we're going to sing a hymn, aren't we? We're going to sing a hymn, and then I'll give Jim time to get his thoughts together. And Jim's going to come up and give his testimony, and then we're going to baptise him. Hallelujah. So we're going to sing How Deep the Father's Love for Us. Hallelujah.
How deep the Father's love.
Jim, to come and tell his story. Glory to God.
Hi, I'm sure you can hear me. My name is Jim, and testimony.